Hello, love. Welcome to Self Love Chat. My name is Saida Johnson, and this is the place to be to chat about self love, self awareness, confidence, and mindset. I actually wanted to talk to you guys really quickly about receiving information while you're on your personal journey, because you should be a little bit careful about the information that you receive while on your journey, and for a few reasons. Like, some people aren't really real about their knowledge. Like, they haven't experienced it. They read it in a book, or they went to school, and or they listen to people on YouTube with their lectures, and then they go back on here and they repeat everything that they've heard or read as if they're experts. I think that's the biggest thing about me when I'm coming on here and when I'm sharing information with you. I'm writing a book. It's coming from experience. It's not just data. It's both. Because I think when it comes down to your personal journey, me personally, I wanted someone who actually experienced it. That's why I listened to the Eric Thomas, the Les Brown, the Zoe Saldana's, Lauryn Hill, Eric Badu. It's certain people that resonate with your soul. There's certain people that resonate with you who've been through certain things. When they speak in some real. They're not speaking something that someone else experienced, per se. So I really want you to be mindful of that. I think you should balance, you know, mind, heart, and intuition when it comes down to intaking knowledge. Don't be afraid of the knowledge as well. Some people kind of shun away from seeking answers to their questions, so they just raise their hands up and say, I don't want to deal with it. Don't be afraid of knowledge. I understand knowledge does come with power and full responsibility, but you know, you can put on your big girl and big man underwear on and intake that, because it's going to help you grow. It's going to help you evolve. That's the whole point of us to be down here on earth living as humans, is to experience and to evolve and to grow and to become better and to learn, you know. And that's why we have chosen to be on the self-love journey. That's why we've chosen to be on our spiritual journey, is so that we can, you know, change and grow and evolve. So that is very, very important. It was interesting, like, when I started on this journey, many people used to, like, push certain books and certain people for me to listen to, and you know, people wanted me to get into the Illuminati really deeply. Other people wanted me to get into certain financial books, like The Rich Dad Poor Dad. I had to write that down to remember. And when all this stuff started happening in the media since George, it was a nasty comment that he actually made on Twitter, like, speaking about Black folks, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, intuition one of why I never even, you know, grasped that book. As many times I've held it in my hand, I put it back down, because at the end of the day, it just didn't resonate with me and my soul. Like, something didn't feel right. Like, yeah, he might have really dropped some real good jewels in there, but if they don't resonate with you, what is the point? You can literally meet someone else down your path who has a great spirit and resonate with your soul, who has that same knowledge that you want to obtain, right? So I just want you to be very mindful of what you put in your, what you want to hear, what you allow in your ears, and what you allow in your eyes all day long while you're on the social media thing, swiping away. Understand that cute pictures and cute people is one thing. You know, fast cars and all the nice things and all the props are cool, but who's real? Who's bringing real knowledge? Who wants real change? Who's really sharing their story? Who's being 100 with you? And I think you need to make sure you be mindful and cognitive of that, because whatever you are not maybe accepting consciously, you could be also accepting subconsciously as well. So that's just a little tidbit, and I'm going to be off of this, and I want you to leave me a comment below on your experience on your self-love journey with obtaining knowledge, any some wisdom you might have for other people, leave it in the comments below, and I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for tuning in. Please share with your friends and family to support others on their self-love journey. Please leave a comment or review sharing your experience, and let me know if this episode was helpful to you. I appreciate you, and until next time, be safe.